Oh, glad to be saved tonight. Amen.
Amen.
I'm glad that heavenly home's mine. Thank God. I want to sing this song here. I hope it's a blessing to you. Tonight, I think every one of us can be able to say God's been good to us.
Amen.
If you can't say that, friend, there's an altar to get things worked out. Amen. God can be good to you if you'll just let Him.
Amen.
You snuggle up to Him, He'll snuggle up to you real tight. I promise you that. Amen. On her, sing this.
Blessing to be here tonight. I thought as you were talking about the Lord being good, reminded of something I heard Brother Milby say one time. He said he was talking to the Lord, and he said, "Lord, you sure are good." And the Lord said, "Compared to what?" It's pretty hard to compare Him, isn't it?
Yes, amen.
And I think it's right. He is the thing that is good. And so I appreciate the Lord tonight. Appreciate the opportunity to be here, the invitation to come, and I regret Brother Dollar couldn't be here, but I appreciate the confidence in the opportunity. Pastor invited us to come, and thank you, church, for allowing us to be here. Of course, I was thinking driving down tonight. The church has been awful good to us down through these years. I've been coming 10 or 11 years, however many it's been, Brother Powers, and given us so much and beyond, I'm talking about beyond, trying to give an offering for coming. It seemed like tried to go far beyond, and I appreciate that. Clothes been bought, and groceries been given, and meals and food been fixed, and help on a vehicle lately, and just so much. I thank you for everything. It humbles my heart that you would do that for me and my family. I'm grateful, and I appreciate your kindness toward me and toward the work of the Lord, and I appreciate that. And I appreciate your prayers most of all, your fellowship and friendship in the gospel. What a blessing it is. Thought about coming down tonight. Church is a good place to be when things are right. No place on earth is better to be than the place where God's people are gathered, and He's there manifesting His presence and power.
Yes.
There's nothing to compare with that on this side.
Amen.
And but yet it'll just be a drop in the bucket on the other side.
Yes.
Amen.
Right.
And if His glory in these earthen vessels, and His glory is so wonderful and rich when we are here in this mortal body, what will it be when we see Him face to face and see Him in all of His glory? It'll be something, won't it?
Oh, yes.
Be changed from the self same image, from glory to glory. I'm grateful for that.
Yes.
And it'll not be dim then, it'll not be a glass darkly, but it'll be in all of its perfection, the glory of God. And we'll be part of it.
Oh, yes.
I'm looking forward to it, aren't you?
Yes.
What a day that'll be.
Yes.
The song says, when my Jesus I shall see.
Yes.
Look upon His face, the one who saved me by His grace. Well, I need your prayers tonight. The Lord would help us. And I sure need His touch and can't do anything without it. 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6. We'll look at those first 7 verses. And I thought after Brother Powers we talked, and this thought come on my heart to preach. This is what I felt like I need to preach the Tuesday morning after we talked. It's right after. This is what got on me, and I thought, well, I think I probably preached that here before, and I hadn't wrote down. Sometimes I do, but I failed to write down everything preached, and I thought, well, I'll say something, Brother Toby, about I may have preached this message before, but it doesn't make much difference. I got to preach it again. If I preached it last night, I got to preach it again. So I trust the Lord will help me, and I don't want to be redundant or try to preach something you've done heard, but it's the same story, the same message.
Amen.
And we sing the same songs. You just have to have that fresh touch, don't we?
Yes, sir.
And there's 3 things about that we preach, I think, basically, is salvation and sanctification and His second coming. And we just preach all around that somehow. Everything is right there tied up with that.
Sure.
But I sure get a thrill out of trying to do it. And
amen.
For all these years,
yeah.
What a blessing it is. Stirs my soul. 2 Kings chapter 6, and we'll read the first 7 verses. If you're physically able to stand with us, we'll invite you to do so. And by standing, we're honoring and reverencing God's Word. If you're able to remain standing, we'll pray after we read these verses and ask the Lord to help us. And the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, behold now, the place where we dwell with thee is too strait for us. Let us go, we pray thee, unto Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make us a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye. And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with thy servants. And he answered, I will go. So he went with them, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, alas, master, for it was borrowed. And the man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place. And he cut down a stick and cast it in thither, and the iron did swim.
Yes.
Therefore said he, take it up to thee. And he put out his hand and took it. Father, we thank you for the privilege to pray. We're grateful that you've given us this time together. And I thank you for the service last night, the dear man of God that preached and that was done. I thank you for the plans and Lord, that are laid for the man of God to preach tomorrow night. And I thank you for him. And Lord, I appreciate that. And then Lord, the things that are planned for Sunday and the preaching and the singing that's lined up. But oh God, yesterday is gone and tomorrow may not come, but we have tonight. So I'm asking you, Lord, how to help us now and how to work effectually and mightily in and through each of our lives tonight. And Lord, may we have that Lord judgment day honesty in this meeting tonight. And may we see ourselves in the light of eternity. And may the searchlight of heaven be turned upon every one of us tonight. And that these sinners be brought to that place of repentance and faith tonight and be born again. Thank you for the Word of God. Thank you for preserving it. Thank you for the portion you've directed my heart to. Help me to preach now. Lord, give me unction and utterance. Strengthen my voice and my body. Strengthen me in the inward man. And give us ears to hear and hearts to receive. By the Word of God, may we receive the engrafted Word tonight whereby we might be saved. I work, God, in every heart, in every life. Reveal yourself to every individual that's come in those doors and reveal to each individual their need of you. Help us now. Oh, God, I pray you would. And above everything that's accomplished, get glory unto your high and holy name.
Yes.
We'll praise you and thank you and love you. For I ask what I ask. Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you for standing tonight. Well, I'm sure you've heard a lot of messages out of this text, and there's thoughts, different thoughts that could be, I guess, preached upon from this text tonight. In verse number 1, I've heard it preached where it said, the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us. In other words, it's too narrow.
Right.
We want to widen it a little bit. And the sons of the prophets was wanting the old man of God, the teacher, to, my friend, allow them to build another place. And I've heard the spiritual application where some, my friend, want to, my friend, leave the straight way,
right.
Leave the straight place or the narrow way. Amen. Said tonight, I am afraid that is happening and has happened in a lot of places tonight, and some of it is the young sons of the prophets that's departed from the old path and the old ways. Amen. I've never ceased to be amazed at how in my short life and ministry, how many come along and want to take a different route. Take the church a different way. I want to change the message of the church, the ministry of the church, the music of the church, the method of the church. But I somehow, as a 13-year-old boy, when God saved me, and then 2 months later called me to preach, I fell in love with this old time way. I like the songs they sung. I like the message they preached. I fell in love with it and got to hungering and thirsting for it, and that's what I still am tonight. I'm not looking for something new. I'm not looking for something different. Hallelujah. I don't need another message, a different brand of music.
preach tonight. Then verse 6 says, the man of God said, where fail it? And we could preach there tonight because some folks, God, are living the Christian life or trying to, and some folks are serving, preaching and other things, and God with no axe head on the handle. Amen. And I want to tell you, you're not going to cut much wood. Amen. If you don't have an axe head on the handle. Hallelujah. Are y'all hearing me? Hey, God. And oh, we need to realize that we've lost it. How we've lost our cutting edge. And get back. Hallelujah. And find the axe head. Hallelujah. And God send us, where fell it? Where'd you lose it? Where'd you depart from the cutting edge and the old time power? Just get back to me. Where fell it? Then verse 7 we could tonight. And look and preach where he says, take it up to thee. Hallelujah. Take it up to thee. Take it up. What do you want me to take up? Take up the medal. Hallelujah. And the children of Israel were instructed to take up the manna. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. The manna. And Elisha was instructed to take up the manna. Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. How can I say tonight, our Elijah's town left us a manna. The problem is, the Elisha's are not taking it up. Amen. And then the disciples were instructed to take up the morsels, the fragments, that was left over. Amen. There's some things we need to take up tonight. I want to look at this text for just a moment tonight. And in this text is a type of our salvation. I believe that. Oh, bless his name. Thank God. And the miracle that took place here at the hands of Elisha is a type of a sinner being saved. Hallelujah. Thank God. And so tonight I want to preach on verse 6 when it said the iron did swim. The iron did swim. That's a miraculous statement tonight. For iron to swim. Hey God. We know by nature iron will not swim. It won't float, much less swim. But the iron did swim. And I want to say tonight, when you talk about a sinner becoming a saint, when you talk about a hell deserving sinner being able to go to heaven, you're making a miraculous statement tonight. Woo! Thank God. But I'm glad that just as the iron did swim, the sinner can become a saint. The sinner can go to heaven. Well, bless his name tonight. And so based on that tonight, I want to talk about this iron. First of all, I want you to notice with me tonight the sinking of the iron. The sinking of the iron. The Bible tells us that these sons of the prophets went down to Jordan from Gilgal to build a wider place, a bigger place where they could dwell. And they were cutting wood. Amen. And felling beams. And the Bible said, as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And when the axe head got to the water, it sank. Amen. It didn't float. And it didn't just go down part of the way, but it went to the bottom. Hallelujah. How can I say tonight, the sinner, hey God, is not partially lost tonight. He's altogether lost. Amen. Now don't get too scared tonight that I'm going to talk about total depravity and then follow the rest of that up and preach that tonight. sin. Hallelujah. And all of us have that same inheritance in us tonight. Oh, whether you sit on the front pew of a church all your life, hey God, I'm brought up on the wrong side of the tracks, the same inheritance is in both individuals tonight. Hallelujah. Are y'all hearing me tonight? And none of us are as bad as we could be. Amen. Because of parents, because of teachers, because of police, because of government. Are y'all hearing me? The constraints of society. But all of us are as bad off as we can be tonight. We're lost and cannot save ourselves. When man went, he went to the bottom and became a bottom dweller. All of us sunk with Adam in the muck and mire of sin. Amen. Oh, hear me. And we're lost tonight. Hey, and wicked and wayward. And cannot get back to God. And do not seek God. And not righteous in the least bit. But all have sinned and come short of the glory of God tonight. Amen.
Yes, sir.
The iron sank tonight.
Amen.
Amen. And man just doesn't need, hallelujah, the power of positive thinking to help him. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Hey. And man just doesn't need religion. Amen. Oh my. How to make him more acceptable in society.
Amen.
Amen. Man needs regeneration. Man needs a new heart. Hallelujah. Men, women, boys, and girls. Hey, God, I need a miraculous experience to take place in their life. Hallelujah. And it's something they cannot produce for themselves or by themselves. God has to do every bit of it. Amen. Man and women tonight, I got her in the muck and mire, in the silt of the river. I got her, and this fellow lost the edge head, and he couldn't find it. Amen. He couldn't see it. The water was muddy. He couldn't feel it. It was buried too deep in the mud. And man's not, I got her, a dead, emotionally, or mentally, or socially, but he is dead spiritually. Hallelujah. And all of that other being alive won't help him educate him more. Amen. Make him more religious. Make him more moral. It won't raise him out of the muck and mire he's in. He's got to have a resurrection. He's got to have a new birth. He's got to have the power of God to lift him up out of the condition he's in.
Amen.
And so there's the sinking of the iron. Man sunk tonight. Amen. He's at the bottom. There's the sinking of the iron. Hallelujah. And secondly tonight, I want you to notice, thank God, the stick for the iron. Amen. Hallelujah. When the axe head fell, the son of the prophet cried to the man of God, hallelujah, and said, "Alas, master, for it was borrowed." If it just been he and his alone, he might not have mentioned it. But he said, "Alas, master, it's borrowed." Hallelujah. As a matter of fact, in those days, an axe head was a valuable thing to have.
Yes,
there wasn't much in the land of Israel in that day as far as metal is concerned. Hey, God, I know swords or spears are weapons made out. Are y'all hearing me?
Yes.
Out of metal. Oh, yeah. Listen to me. And so it was very important of this axe head. And he cried and said, "Alas, master, for it was borrowed." May I lordship. I submit to His lordship. I'll never get saved, but He's still Lord. He's the Lord both of the dead and the living.
Amen.
He paid the ransom debt to be your Lord, and He's Lord tonight. Thank God, whether you ever acknowledge it in this life and get saved, you will acknowledge, or every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that He's Lord unto the glory of God the Father. But what you have tonight, the life you have, the soul you have, the breath you breathe tonight, it's all borrowed. God lets you have it tonight. Here, y'all hear me? And He's going to require of you what you do with your soul and with your life and with your body. He's your maker. You're responsible to Him. And there'll come a day He'll call you into question and you'll give an account of every deed you've done, of every work that you have worked. Hallelujah. Hey, your life's not yours tonight. It's borrowed. God give it to you. And that's what this young son of the prophet said. Alas, Master, it's not my sin. It is mine. I've got to give it back. Amen. I've got to return it. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Amen. Oh, tonight. And so do you, dear friend. Thank God. A man by his inherent sin, and then by his choice of sin and practice of sin, has lost, thank God, his soul. Well, hear me. And thank God tonight has no way or means of saving it tonight. But I tell you, thank God, once you realize it has sins off the handle and slipped off and sunk in the muck and the mire of sin, thank God, it's a good start. Ought to cry out to the Master and say, alas, Master, it was borrowed.
Hallelujah.
Woo!
Amen. Bless His name.
And when he cried, alas, Master, for it was borrowed, the man of God said, where fell it? Show me where it's at. Show me where you lost it at. Hallelujah. Amen. And I believe he took him right to the spot and said, right here is where I seen it as it tumbled into the water. But I hadn't been able to cover it. I can't see it for the muddy water and I can't reach it. I got the sand and the silt. Hey, God, it's too thick and too deep. I can't get it out. And remember, it's borrowed. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Where fell it? Hallelujah. Amen. I want to say to you tonight, every sinner must be confronted with the law of God. Hallelujah. And thank God for His law.
Amen.
Nothing wrong with God's law tonight.
Amen.
The Bible said it was holy. It's holy, just, and good.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Somebody said Christ come to do away with the law. No, He didn't do away with it. He just fulfilled it.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, sir. Woo! If He had done away with it, hey, God, God never would have been just. Hey, God, nor could He be the justifier. Hey, God, of saving sinners.
Amen. Amen.
Are y'all hearing me tonight? God, my friend, I could not longer look sin. Hey, His holiness demands that He respond to sin. And the only way He can respond to sin is in wrath. Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Amen.
Yes, thank God. But on an old rugged cross, Christ took our wrath, took our judgment, and appeased the wrath of God. sin.
Oh, yeah.
And sin was added because of the transgression.
That's right.
But sin might appear indeed sinful.
Right.
You see, men were dying from Adam to Moses, but they had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression. So God gave them the law where they could nowhere fail it.
Hallelujah.
God gave them the law where they could see, thank God, where they offended God, where they were sinning, and the reason they were having to die. Anybody hear me? Sleep. I pray the Lord's gonna come. Amen. The law said, this is where it fell. The man said, this is where it fell.
Amen.
Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Elisha, thank God, cut down a stick and cast it in the water. Hallelujah. Are y'all hearing me? Woo! I like him. Sticks or trees being cast in the water, don't you?
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. In Exodus 15, verse 25, when Moses cried, hallelujah, the Bible said the Lord showed him a tree. Hallelujah. And he cast it in by the bitter waters of Meribah, and they were made sweet. Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God.
Hello.
Oh my. The stick was the cross. The stick wasn't just the cross. The stick was Christ.
Yeah.
Or he cut it down.
Amen.
He cut a stick and cast it in thither.
Yeah.
And Messiah was cut off. Hallelujah.
Wow.
Isaiah 11 and 1.
Yeah.
Zechariah 3:8 said he's the branch.
Right. Yeah. Right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. And the branch was cut down.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And cast in thither. Hallelujah. Oh, I don't know how God did it. God the Father, in His omnipotent wisdom, but I know He did. Hallelujah. He made Christ sin for us, though He never sinned.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. And Christ came to this sin, but not in sin cursed world, and was in all points tempted yet without sin. And God made Him to be sin, but He never was a sinner.
Amen.
He got in the muck and the mire. He got in the water. Thank God. But it never got in Him.
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
How do you know it never got on Him? Because after 3 days and three nights, He got up. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes,
woo! Thank God. Hallelujah. How the law couldn't point its finger at Him. He lived under the law and had not defended it in one point. And the law had no finger to point. No sin.
Hallelujah.
And where there's no sin, death has no claim. Woo! Hallelujah. So He stepped out on resurrection ground and said, I am He that was dead, and behold, I'm alive and alive forevermore. I've got the keys of hell and death. Thank God He resurrected. He arose. Hallelujah. And through Him there's life tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. And the stick was cast in. And so we have the sinking of the iron and the stick for the iron. And now we have the swimming of the iron. Hallelujah. Are you anybody listening to me tonight? Hey, I wish I could remember what man said it. I want to say R.A. Torrey, but I'm not for sure. Hallelujah. One of the old dear men of God said, Acts said it didn't just float, and it didn't just swim, it's doing a backstroke. Hallelujah. Oh my. Are y'all hearing me tonight? We're not floating. A dead body can float when it blows up big enough.
You're right.
In the water. Y'all hearing me? We're swimming tonight. Hallelujah. I've come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. We're not just existing, we're living. Hallelujah. We're not just floating, thank God we're swimming. We're not just being carried downstream tonight. We've got the dynamo, which is the Holy Spirit of God inside of us. And it makes us go against the current, go against the grain, and fight against this world because we're not of it. Hallelujah. What a thrill. For this son of a prophet, I'd have watched that stick go in the water. And when that stick went down, the axe head came up and got to swimming around on the water. Hallelujah. There's help. There's hope. For every sinner tonight. There's help for you, mama. There's help for you, daddy. There's help for you, daughter. There's help for you, son. Thank God the axe head can swim because the stick was put in the water. The cross was erected and Christ died there how to forgive and to save and to reconcile sinners to God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Amen. Then I will say there was the saving of the axe head. And Elisha said, as the axe head swam, he looked at that son of the prophet and said, take it up to thee.
Amen.
And he reached out his hand and took it. And that's what you're going to have to do tonight. You're going to have to reach out and take it tonight.
Amen.
God's done everything that He can do to save old sinners.
Amen.
In the person of Jesus Christ. and in preaching the gospel and the conviction of the Holy Ghost. And once you get to that place that you realize you're a sinner, that you're deep in the muck and mire of sin, but there's help and hope in Christ, you must take Him. You must come to Him.
Amen. Amen.
Nobody said, okay. Oh, it said, it's within hand reach of you. Hallelujah. He's not unreachable to anybody.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I think about them folks that make that journey, that pilgrimage to Mecca, because they think they got to please their God. I think about that old missionary I heard preach years ago. He's dead now, and his wife's dead. But he come out of Argentina, and he worked in the mines as a boy. He didn't have no schooling much, because he worked in the mines. And he said, my family's too poor to go to church. All they have is a Catholic church. And he said, you had to pay to go to Catholic church. Anybody hearing me?
Yeah.
That's exactly right. And he said, had to put in, and we didn't have nothing to put in. And he said, working in the mines as a teenage boy, I never dreamed of even going to church, much less going to heaven and being saved and being born again. But coming over here to work in construction, I got and getting hooked on alcohol and losing his family and getting so sick. From that alcohol that he wound up in the hospital, and a Baptist preacher come by. This and somebody else in the Holy Ghost said, go in that room right there. I got and play with that fella. And he couldn't speak no English. Could this Argentinian. And the pastor couldn't speak no Spanish. But he prayed. Hallelujah. And wept over him. And begged God to save him and have mercy on him. And left him his card. Hallelujah. And when he got out of the hospital, he come to his church. And he preached that morning. And the old Argentine said, something kept weeping in my soul, saying, come. I got him, go. He said, I went to the altar and began to pray. Hallelujah. And he had enough broken English that when he rose, the pastor said, is it all right? And he said, yeah. Hallelujah. He said, do you want your family back? He said, don't want them back. He said, pray again. And he prayed again. And he said, what about it now? He said, I want my kids back, but not my wife. He said, pray again. And when he prayed that time, he said, I want them all back, my wife and my kids. Hallelujah. And God saved him. You hear me? But the missionary sent him back. And he won several hundred of his people. Y'all hearing me tonight? I'm trying to say to you tonight, salvation is in hands reach of you tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Arms reach of you tonight. You've got to reach out and take it.
Amen.
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 You've got to reach out and take it. Hallelujah. Well, one last thing and I'm through. Hallelujah. Well, I think one last thing. Hallelujah. The axe head had slipped off the handle. But when he took it, he put it back on the handle.
Amen.
And began to fell the beam again.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I'm glad to you and I that were lost in Adam by the fall can now in Christ be put back on the axe head of God's plan and purpose and be used for His honor and for His glory.
Amen.
That's all things fulfilling anyhow. Is doing what God wants you to do.
Amen.
Nothing else satisfies.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
But I want to say one more thing. I preached mainly to the sinner tonight, or talked to the sinner. I said this is a type of salvation. But there may be somebody here tonight that like this fella. You lost the axe head trying to fail the beam.
Right.
You've been in the service of God and you've been laboring. And in your honesty and sincerity, trying to do your best, somehow the axe head come off.
Right.
Are you hearing me?
Amen.
This fella was careful that when the axe head come off, it didn't hit nobody. Amen. Deuteronomy 19 talks about that. When the axe head comes off. And so when it did come off, it went into the water. And he couldn't get it back. And there may be somebody here tonight that's been trying to live for God, serve God, do what God wanted you to do. And in all your honesty and integrity and sincerity, somehow the axe head slipped off. Are y'all hearing me tonight?
Yes.
Are y'all hearing me tonight? Somebody said, now preacher, don't talk like that. I want to tell you, if some of the things had come across mine in your path, that's come across some people's path tonight, we'd be in worse shape than what they are tonight.
Amen.
Don't talk about them. Don't look down your nose at them.
Amen.
Don't lift up your chin and act like you're better than they are.
Amen.
If you'd walked in their shoes, if you'd had happened to you what's happened to them, your axe head might have come off tonight.
Amen. Amen. Yes, sir.
And he tried his best to recover, but seemed like he couldn't. But when he cried out to the man of God, alas, master, it is borrowed. And he said, where is that? And he said, it's here, but I didn't mean for it to happen. Hallelujah. He caused it to come up again and put it back on the handle. Woo! Hallelujah. It's the devil's will and pleasure to make you and I feel unusable.
Amen.
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 And useless in the work of God.
Right.
Are y'all hearing me?
Yes, sir.
Are y'all hearing me?
Amen.
Listen to me. Amen. It happens. It happens to pastors. It happens to missionaries. It happens to evangelists.
Sure.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It happens to church members, deacons. It happens to everybody sometime in our life. Thank God, seem like we're just beating against the beam with our axe head or our axe handle, and the cutting edge is gone. And we wonder, will we ever get it back again? Can we ever pray like we used to pray? Can we ever shout like we used to shout? Can we ever testify like we used to testify? Can we ever preach like we used to preach? Ever feel like we used to feel? Amen?
Yes, sir.
It's exactly right. Exactly right. I know exactly how that feels.
Yes, sir.
I don't mean, Adam, not trying to explain anything to you tonight and have no explanation. But I know there's a time in my life when it looked like God would absolutely never use me again. Hallelujah. Amen. Absolutely never use me again. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But two gracious men in my life would say to me, God's going to use you again, preacher. God's going to bless you some more, preacher. Hallelujah. You know both of them tonight. Hallelujah. One's Preacher Freddie Waldrop, one's Preacher James Schaefer. And they kept saying, God will use you. Hallelujah. Are y'all listening to me? And I will forget that day. And when that man from that dear preacher from Kentucky put his hands on me and said, God, the hands that took him off the field, will you put him back home? Hallelujah. Amen. That's exactly right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Oh, bless his name. I'm telling you, God can put the axe head back on the handle. Amen. Why, preacher, you talk like you've been in gross and deep sin. I'm not talking about that tonight. Hallelujah. I'm just talking about sometimes in doing your best and being honest and just trying to fail the beam. The axe head can come off the handle and you can't seem to figure a way to get it back on or get it back together. I think I'll shout. Woo! But God knows how. Hallelujah. You need to pray tonight. Altar's open. Everybody stand, please. All across the building, everybody stand if you will, if you're able. If you need to pray tonight, we invite you to come. Come, sinner, tonight.
and take salvation up to you tonight. It's within hands and arms reach of you tonight. God has set it in reach of you tonight. The axe head has swam close enough. But if you will by faith reach out tonight and take it after you've cried alas, Master, it's bought it. You can get the axe head tonight. And some of you here tonight may be dear saints, children of God. And in your service for God, somehow the axe head's come off. And you feel dull. You feel like you're beating your head against the wall. And nobody's listening. And nobody cares. And you can't see your way through the muddy waters. Or the way out of the muck and mire. I'm glad tonight He'd make the iron swim again. Hallelujah. Let you put it back on the axe handle. And go to work again. Come if you need to pray. Sing when y'all get ready. Some more to come. You want to join? You come.
An old rejected relic.
Has there been the saving of your axe head, the saving of your soul, the saving of your life?
Said who will take her? The room was quiet and still till a stranger stepped forward and he said,
"I will." Why don't you give it to God tonight?
That's it. Don't have to stay there. God wants to get it back on the hand. Pour your heart out to Him tonight. Tell Him your trouble. Tell Him your burden. Tell Him your condition. Tell Him where it failed.
I love Him. If you had known,
I can't swim tonight.
I see that young preacher boy out there with an axe in his hand. They're doing something big. They're going to be on something. They're doing something spectacular. Something bigger than what Elisha could ever dream of, see. Going to accomplish, Lord, Elisha's place is too small. His vision is too small. His imagination is too small. They're going to do something bigger than what Elisha's ever done. He's out there with that axe in his hand. He's working away. Swinging that axe. By the time he's hit about 8 or 10 licks, he's busting into that wood thinking to himself, look at the good work I'm doing. Look how good a job I'm doing. Man, I tell you, I can swing this axe. Know what I'm doing. And that axe comes off. He never realized that what he is doing in the strength of somebody besides himself. Another one, he lost accent and he lost his capacity to cut and be productive. And he found himself with nothing more than a stick, an old piece of dead wood. Nothing productive, nothing alive, nothing powerful, nothing with a sharp edge on it. And then he realized he couldn't even get back what he lost. But it took a miracle. I believe when he put the axe head back on there and began to swing again, he didn't say, look how good that I'm going to do it. Oh, I'd rather swing it, guys. No, every leg, he said, it's a miracle of God that I'm doing it again. It's a miracle of the Lord that I'm in this service. It's a grace of God that I'm doing what I'm doing. And I could very well be unemployed. I could be very well out of the commission. I could very well be set up on a sale. And God saw fit to work a miracle and employ me and energize me and give me what I need in every swing. He said, hallelujah to the Lord for enabling me. I think sometimes we have to get to the place where God cuts us down a notch and reminds us that my capacity to be productive. I think you may think as a young Christian you're good and good, but you'll run into something somewhere along the way that'll remind you if you live for God one day, one minute, one hour, it's a miracle from the Lord.
All right.
Amen.
All right.
Don't surpass what Elisha's ever done.
All right.
He didn't realize he couldn't even keep the axe in on that one.
Right.
A miracle to God.
Right.
Oh, and do us well to be reminded. If we are going to defeat what somebody does, we go far surpass. I'll sing better, I'll preach better, I'll do better, I'll win more. I'll have a bigger crowd, I'll have a better church. And do us well, remember, were it not for a miracle of God, we wouldn't have anything to do with it.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God. I appreciate the miracle of the Lord to put me in His service.
Amen.
You can think what you want to about it. It's a miracle I'm still preaching 22 years after God called me. It's a miracle.
Amen.
That's right. That's right. If you're still serving God,
Spirit.
Then this lady comes, it's a miracle.
Right.
It took the same work of God to keep you in this way, the same miracle, the same force of the Holy God of heaven, the same power as what it took to save you, it takes to sustain you and to keep you in this way. And I'm glad God's still on His throne. I'm glad I'm saved by God's grace. I appreciate the preaching.
Amen.
I had never heard him preach that, but if you'll tell me where you're going to preach it again, I'll show up.
Amen.
I'll listen to it twice. Thank God. I'm glad I heard it once. I'll hear it again. Amen.
Amen.